Hi everybody, this is Bill Ward from Black Sabbath. Just checking in with you, realizing it's been nearly a month since I did the last audio file. I'm at home tonight in Southern California. Feel most fortunate that we live very close to the water. And just happy to be home and happy to be looking at the ocean this evening. And the sea's real calm and the moon's been full. Today's date is, it was at least full last night, at least the moon was full last night. Today's date is the 21st of August. It's a Sunday night. Last night we played at the San Bernardino gig on the 20th of August. That was Ozzfest. It's also the last night that Iron Maiden played on the Ozzfest show. Let me see. Wow. It's been... the last time I think I checked in with you guys was in Pittsburgh, and it was the end of the game, I think, in Pittsburgh. And, here goes my daughter. My daughter just walks into the living room. Okay, trying to find a quiet space around here. It's good to be home. I think the last time that I spoke was in Pittsburgh. So, played the gig last night. A little bit punchy today. I usually am punchy after we play a concert. Just with the sound, you know, kind of get a little bit punched out with the sound, and my hands get a little bit swollen, you know, from playing hard, you know, with the sticks, and you know, kind of get. I usually ice them down. Last night I iced them down pretty good. It gets rid of some of the bruising, and you know, helps to take out the swelling in the hands, you know. And but it's been nice. We played Phoenix on Thursday night, and I thought that was a really, really good gig for the Sabs. And the audience was fantastic, 103 degrees, I think it was, out there in Phoenix. Then we traveled overnight back to LA, and I finally got back home about 4:30 in the morning. And I was so excited to be home, I couldn't sleep. So I stayed up all day Friday and finally got some sleep on Friday night in through Saturday morning. So, and then we went down to San Bernardino and played the gig. Let me see. It's been quite busy actually. At least I think it's been really busy, you know, these last few weeks. And I'm sure everybody knows about, you know, some of the cancellations that we had to do, you know, Sabbath had to do, because of, you know, some difficulties that Oz was having. And, I've really been trying to focus on each day, trying to focus on the next gig, you know, and trying to do my best to be ready for that, whatever the next gig is to be, you know. I wanted to send my sincere apologies to all those that we didn't get to play in front of this year. I know that there's some gigs that had to get cancelled, so I want to recognize that while I'm doing this audio file, and hopefully at some point in the future or at some point down the road we can hopefully make up for that, if that's on the cards, you know, because I don't have a whole lot of power in making those decisions. But you know, if we can if there's any way that can be done in the future, then I hope it's something that you know we can maybe do. So anyway, I wanted to get that squared away, you know. And you know, with the gigs that we did miss, I know we missed Holmdel. That's one of my favorite gigs as well. We played the first night, but we had to cancel the second night, and you know, that was pretty tough. you know, having to do that, you know. And it's tough on all of us as well. It's not just, you know, I'm not just talking about, you know, just talking about me here. So, yeah, it's been strange, you know. It's been kind of like stop and start for a while, you know, not quite knowing, you know, when the next gig might be or when we can pick up again, you know, with the show and stuff. So, one of the things that's difficult is actually physically, you know, as a drummer, when I'm not playing, when I'm not playing regularly, if you like, or like every other couple of days or whatever, or every other day, what happens is that it doesn't take long now at my age for the muscles to start to disintegrate a little bit. So if I get 3 or 4 days, you know, laid off without actually playing a concert, then, you know, it gets tough. I have to keep constantly, you know, exercising and trying somehow to stay in some kind of physical condition, which is difficult to do because, the best thing in the world, for me at least, is to be playing drums. And so there isn't any exercises that one can do that would simulate playing drums. The amount of energy that one uses playing drums, you know, I mean, there just isn't anything that can simulate that. So that's been a difficult thing, you know, with the cancellations. It's been like, okay, you know, you kind of, you know, tend to lose the groove, you know, a little bit, and I tended to lose my rhythm, the rhythm of the road and the rhythm of the gigs, you know. It doesn't take long for a kind of a departure from the feel of everything to begin to creep in, you know, and that departure creates kind of more work when we actually do go back to the next gig. Even though the next gig might only be 4 days from the last gig, 4 days, you know, for me on the road is a long time, you know, and, you know, decay will start to, very slightly will start to, you know, it's not exactly dry rot, but but some kind of decay and some kind of deterioration will actually take place. So you know, because that's how tight it gets out there. You know, I mean, I try to be really tight, you know, with the fellas in the band. That's what I want to do, you know, and ultimately to play a good show for all the people that are, you know, paying a lot of money to come and see, you know, all the bands come and play, including Black Sabbath. So, you know, I try to you know, hang in there and stay on top of what I need to do as far as playing drums with the band. So, but at the same time, you know, to say this, you know, pay my respects to Oz, you know. I think he's done an outstanding job. I think he's doing incredibly well. And I think that, you know, coming through what he's had to do these last few weeks, you know, because it's not normal for Black Sabbath to play back-to-back gigs, and to come through that and come out the other side and to, you know, get back on the stage, and, you know, the last few gigs, I think he's done absolutely incredibly, incredibly well with, and, you know, singing great and everything. So, more power to him. You know, I think he's, I think Oz has done an absolutely outstanding job, with everything. So, I just need to say that out loud, because I'm in total support of him, period. Let me see. Moving on, me and Tony have been walking. Of lately, we haven't been able to do as many walks as we would probably like to. Again, because of the travel situations, and, you know, we've been traveling pretty much across the United States. You know, in fact, we did travel completely across the United States, but we did make a stop off for a few days in Seattle, and that was nice. But in Seattle, for those of you who know Seattle, you know, if you're up on the hill and you want to walk down by the water's edge, then you got to walk down the hill. That means you got to walk back up the hill as well. So we did that twice. The first day, hello? Yeah, I guess I'm still on the line. The first day, The first day we did it, we put in a really good walk. Actually, we walked about 10 miles because we hadn't walked for a few days, and you know, so we walked pretty hard. And when we walked back up the hill, of course, you know, our legs were like, you know, it's like, man. So, yeah, real good workout. And then the second day, we just walked for about 5 or 6 miles, and we got the same workout going back up that hill again. And, you know, so that was pretty good, actually. But, of course, when we played the Seattle gig, it was a bit cold on the stage. The audience was fantastic, but it was a bit chilly there, you know, on the actual gig itself. And my legs and my ankles were still aching from the walk. Not the best thing to do when you're playing drums, but, you know, I couldn't resist doing the walk, actually. It probably did me the world of good, but I don't think anybody noticed the, you know, anybody knew that, you know, my legs were killing me that particular night when we were playing, you know, because, you know, I hadn't done any sand walking now for nearly 3 months, and we haven't really had any really long distance walking since we left Europe. So, although we did manage to get around Central Park a little bit, so, in New York, but anyway, so our walks continue, the Iommium board walks continue to go on, and so that worked out pretty good. In Seattle, just want to mention this just for the sake of mentioning it, years and years ago when Black Sabbath was kind of in its heyday, if you like, or its, you know, its first round of stardom or whatever, we used to stay at a hotel there. It was actually the only hotel that would have us in Seattle at the time. And so, you know, my hat is off to them. Thank you very much. And the name of the hotel, of course, is the Edgewater Inn. And so Tony and I, on our walks, we go past the Edgewater Inn. And we decided to stop in. This last trip, we decided to go inside the Edgewater Inn. And it was fantastic. And I know that both me and Tony were pretty much moved by the experience. It's just like, wow, you know, there were so many memories. Just this many memories. Just being in the lobby was, there were so many memories. And, you know, it's back in the day when we used to, like, pretty much play it up a lot. You know, we used to get pretty high there, and it got pretty crazy, to say the least. And I'm sure there's stories in some of the books somewhere about our antics at the Edgewater Inn. Of course, back then there was a lot of antics from other bands too, and it's pretty notorious the Edgewater Inn for a lot of the pranks and a lot of the weird ass kind of things that used to happen back in hotel life in the early 70s there. The people there were really nice. They were just really happy to see us there, you know. And it felt really good to actually be welcomed so warmly back to the Edgewater Inn, and we had a really, really good time just being there. And we were given some complimentary pictures of a picture of the Fab Four, of course, the Beatles, and they were looking outside of the window of their hotel room when they stayed at the Edgewater Inn back in the 60s. So it was pretty trippy, you know, to see all that going on, and, you know, and seeing this extremely, extremely courageous hotel that would literally take on all comers. All the bands would, they would all stay there at the Edgewater Inn, because a lot of the hotels in Seattle just didn't want to know, you know, they just didn't want to take the risk of having their hotel burned to the ground, or, you know, having the rooms rearranged, or TVs thrown out the window on a regular hourly basis. And, you know, so my hat's off to the Edgewater Inn for surviving so long and for giving us such great memories and for accommodating us really, really well back there in the day, you know. And it was just a very pleasant visit to go back there. So anyway, there's all kinds of rumors and all kinds of controversy going on. I guess it wouldn't be an Ozzfest if there wasn't all that going on. I have no comments to make about any of that, other than to say I'm going to do my best to hang in there. We have about, I think, 7 or 8 more concerts left to play. And just going to try and do my best to play them as best that I possibly can, and keep myself focused on that, and not on any of the bloody rubbish that floats around. And you know, I know that last night there was some bullshit that was going on regarding. I think it was, you know, I don't know. I believe there's some comments that were being made by Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden about Ozzy or about Sabbath, and I'm not sure what, I don't even know where all that's coming from. Personally, I think that Iron Maiden have been a great band on the Ozfest. I think that they've, you know, I totally respect them, and I think I met all the guys on their crew, and of course I met Nico, you know, hadn't seen him for ages, and great drummer. So, I mean, you know, the crew, really nice guys, everything. I mean, from my end, you know, being a member of Black Sabbath, I don't have any personal vendettas, resentments, or any weird shit going down at all towards Iron Maiden. You know, I just, you know, I think they've been a really great band on the Ozfest, and I you know, I just have to take my hat off to them, and wish them all the best. You know, I believe that they're moving on now to Europe, and I just I hope that everything works out there. But I'm hearing all kinds of rumors today, being Sunday, the day after, about just different things that were said, and I guess, you know, there's some shit throwing, and, you know, verbally, not literally. Or maybe it might have been literally as well. Who knows, you know, but I don't, you know, I just want to show up and play, just play, try and play good music, you know. I try not to get caught up in he said that and who said this and we did this to do it to who and any of that happy stuff, you know. And I don't know if Bruce Dickinson was making sarcastic remarks. I don't understand why that would be. You know, I don't understand that kind of thinking. But you know, whatever. You know, I guess it, you know, I'm sure that, you know, these things happen on the road. So well, they do. You know, I mean, I've been doing this all my life, so I know that these things happen on the road. So, but anyway, my experience with the band was a positive experience, and you know, like I say, I wish them well. Don't wish them foul or any harm, and I hope that well, this week coming on board, of course, is we're going to be playing with Velvet Revolver, another bunch of real nice guys. I met all of the band now, and I met them in Europe. And I think that they kick ass, and they're just really nice guys, just good players, and you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing the band. I know that Matt has got an injury right now, and he can't be playing. I think he busted up his hand, you know. So that, you know, and I know Matt, you know, reasonably well, and you know, he's a real nice man, and you know, we try to be supportive towards each other, and. So I'm going to miss him, not being with Velvet Revolver. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Last night, again, you know, inside all the LA gig, of course, that would be the LA gig. Slipknot were playing last night, and I haven't seen the guys for a while, and as I think some of you know, I'm pretty good buds with some of the guys in Slipknot, and in particular with Slipknot number 3, and his name is Chris, actually. I think not a lot of people know his name by now, but anyway, I hung out with Chris, and we hadn't seen each other for a few months, so that was nice to get caught up with him, and you know, to see him, and just spend time together. So, you know, I actually had a very nice evening. I dropped some right mistakes last night when I was playing. There's a couple of times when I just played some ridiculously stupid stuff. I mean, stuff that I could actually play in my sleep. And, you know, I don't know what that is sometimes. You know, just that stuff will just come out. And, you know, it's like so typical, you know. And, But I don't know whether the audience noticed, but I noticed, you know, and I'm sure that the band probably noticed as well. So, but that's stuff like that happens, you know, that'll happen. And, you know, the only thing I can do is to try to make sure that whenever I play the next gig, that those things don't happen again, you know. So, I guess that's it for now. I hope anybody that's listening today is having a good day. I hope you're in good spirits. I hope things are working out for you. I really like the Foo Fighters' new album. There's a song on there. Oh, man. I'm going to screw this up now. I think it's the third track. I like all the album. I think the album's incredible. But I think there's a third track, and it's just one of them ones you pick up. You know, sometimes I just get hooked into songs, you know, and especially when I'm on the road and you just, you know, play them over and over and over again. And The Best of You, I think the track's called The Best of You, and oh boy, that's been, personally, that's been very apropos for me these last few weeks, and I've been playing the crap out of that particular track. And so anyway, well done, Foo Fighters. I mean, just great album, really good album. And of course, I've been, you know, preparing, you know, things. We still have I'm going to try and do the radio show live in September. I'm not sure yet exactly what all my travel plans are, but if I can, I'll definitely try and do the radio show live this September. And what I wanted to say before that was I've been listening to Typo quite a lot. You know, many of you know, again, Typo is one of my favorite bands. Anyway, I've been listening to Red Rain, Christmas Morning. I love what Peter sings on that. The lyrics are just absolutely incredible. I just love the way he sings it. And, you know, so I've been listening to that. I think it's, in some ways, it's kind of morbid, you know, but they, you know, that's where my head lies. And but that's been, I've been playing that pretty regularly the last couple of weeks. So, like, I almost have to play it every day, otherwise the day doesn't go properly, you know. And of course, that now is a standard song. We always play that song on our Christmas show in December. So obviously, you know, that'll be Typo showing up again with Red Rain Christmas Morning. And they'll be here again this Christmas with that song. So just trying to think if there's anything else right now. I guess that's it. I'll just shut up. You know, I'm kind of burnt. I'm kind of punched out. You know, so next tomorrow we'll fly to Albuquerque, and then we hit the stage again in Albuquerque on Tuesday night. So ready to kick ass. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to being back in Albuquerque. Place your head upon whatever you've been chosen to call bed. Check out the Foo Fighters CD, and especially that track that I mentioned earlier. Check it out. You know, I hope for anybody that's hurting real bad out there, or, you know, has no hope, then I hope something really great will come along for you, despite of your circumstances, whether that be mentally, emotionally, physically, or materially. In any of those realms, I hope something absolutely startling and amazing comes into your life, which will give you positive energy and which will revitalize you, and which will give you just enough strength to overcome what might be ailing you. So if I had to desire anything tonight, then that's what I would desire for you out there that might be listening to this evening or today or this morning or whenever your time is. That's it. I'm out of here. God bless. Okay. Bye for now. Bill Ward signing off. Okay. Bye.